Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports, taking you into Friday. We'll get started with football in a moment. High school softball yesterday. Carrollton, a 7-4 winner over Villarica. Central took Chapel Hill to the mat, 6-3. Heard County over Bremen. Real pitchers classic there. Heard with a 1-0 win. Mount Zion, 9-0 over Bowden. And Calhoun got on to Harrelson County, 11-1 yesterday. Let's get on to high school football tonight. We've got the broadcast games on the Granite platforms. KISS 102.7 with Carrollton at Rome. B92 Country with Villarica at home against Cass. Central at Heard County on Great Classics 98.9 coming up tonight. A couple of other ball games of real interest around the area. One of them up in North Georgia. In Dalton tonight, Christian Heritage, number one in the state in Class A private school. Brad Gordon and the Mount Zion Eagles are on their way.
They're number one in the Class A private power rankings. They beat 3-4A football teams this past Friday night. They're down 26-0 at the half to the Lafayette and come back and beat them 35-26. Now, that tells me about character and want to. And right now, they've got a lot of want to. It's going to be a challenge. They're going to be waiting for us when we get off the bus, that's for sure.
Also up in that neck of the woods tonight, you're going to have Temple taking on Northwest Whitfield up in Tunnel Hill. Harrelson County, a huge home game tonight. Scott Peavy and the Rebels against a good Adairsville team.
They do a lot of good things on offense, and they do a lot of things to confuse you. They send a lot of motion, a lot of shifts. So our kids are going to have to think on the run. They do a good job running the option, too. So we had seen a lot of those things, and the kid can throw it. So he's a dual-threat kid, and he also goes to running back. And the kid they bring in at quarterback is a good football player, too. They got a dangerous kick returner, so we're going to have to do some things that just kind of corral it.
Rebels trying to go 3-0 on a campaign for the first time in over a decade. That'll be tonight up in Tallapoosa. Good ball games tonight. Bremen and Bowden have open dates. Busy weekend for West Georgia Athletics, starting with the women's teams tonight. It'll be the Wolves volleyball team playing at Shorter coming up. That'll be up in Rome this evening. Wolves soccer team will be over in Alabama against Montevallo this evening. Also coming up this evening, this evening the Wolves football team will be traveling most of the way down to Albany. They'll play Albany State tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kickoff in the ASU Coliseum down in Albany. West Georgia got these guys the last couple of years, but it hadn't been easy. They pushed us to the wire. A Devontae Jackson kickoff return for touchdown was the big play in the game down there 2 years ago. Last year, we had them a little bit easier. Albany, a very different team at home, and it should be a heck of a battle, that game tomorrow night on KISS 102.7. Georgia Middle Tennessee State moved their kickoff to noon tomorrow in Athens. Georgia Tech plays in Pittsburgh tomorrow. Braves home for the next week and a half with a chance to clinch. The magic number is 10 as play gets started tonight at SunTrust Park. Phillies in next weekend. That's sports. I'm Mitch Gray.